KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Sparks.
I'm going to assume a missionary position, and I'll probably be holding it for a very long time.
Izzy.
That person is probably suffering from a severe case of swamp ass.
Greg.
So are you a man?
I'm not a man.
You's a bitch!
It's BS in the morning.
Good morning. Oh man, Lost Boy's here today. Hi, Lost Boy.
Hello.
Hey, case of the Mondays again, huh?
Yeah.
Bro, statistically, it's not looking good, man.
Yeah.
Seems like Sunday night just.
It's rough.
Yeah, every time. Oof. Greg, how you doing today?
Pretty good.
Yeah, everything good in your world?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Izzy. Hi. How are you?
Ew.
How are you?
I'm good. I made my last car payment yesterday.
Oh my God.
5 years and my car's paid off. Probably not going to last me that much longer though. It's almost 200,000. But
200,000 miles? Really?
Yeah. Well, that car moved me all around
that
the country and took me on all these road trips. Yeah, it's at like 180 right now.
Oh wow. I'm impressed. It can go. It can go far.
Oh, I'm hoping it at least maybe takes me another year, and then I'll buy a new one, but I love this car, man.
Dude, my Prius is at like 230 right now. So.
Is it real?
What? Oh, yeah.
Dude, what an advertisement for Toyota right now.
Wow, really?
Yeah, still runs perfect.
Yeah, mine's a 2010. Yeah, and it runs like a charm.
Mine's a 1926.
Battery powered.
Basically, yeah.
Battery powered.
Well, let's do the Solaire news today.
Yeah.
For a special reason.
Exactly, the Solaire news. Oh my God.
Here's what's trending from a gut that's unending.
I have news.
It's the Solaire news.
From a gut that's unending.
Oh my gosh. This, Greg?
Because today is Izzy's birthday!
Thanks.
She's a robust 17 years old. And
I know.
She's
a robust.
Happy birthday, Izzy.
Happy birthday,
thanks,
Izzy.
Guys.
You gonna do anything special tonight for your birthday?
Probably not.
That's
really
good.
Well, I don't make my own plans. Like, if I had a friend that was like, hey, let's do something, I'd be like, okay, but I'm not gonna be like, hey, let's do something, because that's sad.
What is today, Tuesday?
Yeah.
Today's Tuesday.
I was honestly probably just going to spend it at home with my dogs. I might go out for margaritas with a friend after work.
Oh, what the?
For lunch.
What the hell?
But not, just went through not saying you're doing
I'm
anything.
Not going partying.
I might go drink
later
tequila
today.
Later with a friend. I don't know.
Yeah, I could go for a margarita.
Tequila, I'm going to mix it with some beer. It's nothing special.
Yeah, we'll see.
I might not be here for a week.
Yeah.
No, I'm not Lost Boy. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
That's pretty funny.
Fun.
All right,
fun
some more time. Solaire news here, other than Izzy's birthday, which is obviously the most important.
It is.
The Mars Exploration Rover B, also known as the Opportunity Rover, which went to sleep back, they thought, back in June. They thought maybe they could wake it back up. June of last year, obviously. It's dead. They were like, we give up. It's dead.
Damn it.
But we're looking back at all the things that it did do while it was up there. It did set the record for longest travel by any rover on another planet or outside of Earth, which, I mean, I guess is a very small sample size, but still pretty cool. Went about 45 kilometers at a time. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good clip.
I think that's more, right? So that's like, what, 80 miles in our talk? I don't know.
I don't know.
Like 64 miles in American? I don't know what it is.
27 miles. Almost 28. 27.
Oh, it's the opposite. I thought it was the other way around.
It's okay.
Oh, that's right. So if you're riding a motorcycle and it says like 300 kilometers an hour, you're going like, I've seen those videos.
Yeah, I don't see that rover like splitting it through Mars.
It's a Viper rover. They don't really talk
about
it. That
changes things.
300 kilometers per hour is 186 miles an hour.
Yeah. Man. That's like, you ever see those Hayabusa, whatever they call those motorcycle videos?
No.
Dude, if you go on YouTube and you're bored and you want to see some guys do things that look absolutely insane, it looks like that old show with the motorcycle. I forget what it was called. Now Airwolf or something like that, or I don't know.
Airwolf, I believe, was a helicopter.
Yeah, the same thing. So anyways, it's also the first thing to take a picture of Earth, not from Earth, except for the moon, obviously, but the first Earth picture from Mars.
Oh,
it,
cool.
It also figured out, because until then, we didn't really understand there was a moon going around Mars that people were like, oh, it has to be an alien because of its path. It's got a weird path. It's not orbiting right. Or, you know what I mean? They thought it was like a something.
It's always an alien.
Yeah. Turns out it was like an oblong moon. It's a weird shape. If you ever look at one of Mars' moons, it's a really weird shaped moon it had. So that's why its orbit was weird. Cool. It figured that out. Figured out things about the past, about riverbeds, and, you know, maybe past life there. And rocks that they thought that maybe were worn away by lakes and, you know, things like that that we didn't know before. So there you go. That's your life there, Curiosity rover or Opportunity rover or whatever.
Plus, it lasted, what, like 20 times the amount? It was only supposed to last like a few weeks, and it lasted like 5 years.
A long time. Yeah, Curiosity was the first one, and this Opportunity is the newer one.
Okay.
Would it go to sleep just to save energy, and then was it like motion detector type thing, or?
I thought it went to sleep because the solar panels.
That was Opportunity. Never mind. That's Opportunity. Dude, everything I say sucks today. I'm sorry. I can't read. I don't know what's going on.
So every accomplishment we just applauded, this
didn't
rover.
No, it did. But it was just, I kept saying Curiosity when I meant Opportunity is all I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I had the opportunity to be incorrect.
And you missed it.
Then I missed it. No, I caught that one.
I'm so confused.
Me too.
All right.
Yeah, hey, rovers are cool.
There you go.
All right. Also, I know Izzy is a Android user. Do you use a Samsung? Is that correct?
No, HTC.
Okay, same thing.
I used to use Samsung's though.
Samsung's got the new Galaxy 10 coming out, and the Galaxy 10 Plus, which will come out next week. So if Izzy's
two galaxies at the same time.
Well, like they're just different Apple models. You know, they have also the 10, the S10e. Now they're trying to compete with Apple with the three different phones at the same time.
You know, I had a Samsung Galaxy. I want to say, like 6 or something. Maybe it was the 4. And that thing crapped out super fast.
Oh, good for you.
Do not recommend.
That's an old phone. You're talking like 10 years ago.
Yeah, and that's when I had it, though. It was new at the time.
All right. But I'm just saying, ones now, like I had last year's version before I got my the iPhone 10 I have. The last year's version of Samsung I thought was pretty damn good.
What I also don't like about the Samsung Galaxies, though, is as they create a new one, it gets almost to the size of like a tablet. Like these things are getting way too big. And I have small hands, so it's like, what am I going to do with this? I don't even got pockets. I'm a chick. So.
It's weird because we went from like the Zach Morris phone, and then we constantly went all the way small until we got to Zoolander, where they're making jokes about the tiny little tiny phone. Yeah. And now they're all getting bigger again. So that's
I don't
weird.
Like the big ones.
Mm.
God damn it.
They're also going to have either the Snapdragon 855 processor, which a lot of people think is like the best one, or the Exynos 9820 processor, depending on the region. Also, a terabyte of storage and 12 gigabyte of RAM. How can that be real? That's amazing for a phone.
Yeah, it's more than a normal computer.
That's ridiculous, right?
Yep.
So there you go. That's the Solaire News today for Izzy's birthday.
Appreciate it.
Very tech heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and it's Izzy's birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
We've got a couple things planned for Izzy's birthday. It should be a fun time.
Yes.
So make sure you get a hold of us today. It'll be fun. 876-3692. You can wish Izzy, it's her 28th birthday today, so you can wish her a happy birthday. She's also available for a birthday wish via text, BS, and your message, 69187. We got Bring Me the Horizon tickets. That's dope. I like that. That's happening over at the
joint. It's going to be a good show. I'll be there.
That's the one with Fever 333 as well?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And it's a weekend show. You gotta love that.
That is.
All right, good. Get a hold of us today. It should be a great show. At least I hope so. If Izzy's like a human and appreciative of things, it should be a fun time. So we'll get to that, and more Red Hot Chili Peppers, Metallica, and a bunch of stuff. Ooh, I see Rage coming up as well after the break.
On a BS diet? Well, today's your cheat day. It's BS in the morning, fatty.
Oh, man. You know, this is something that's terrifying. However, I feel like Greg's going to love it.
You can say that about anything.
I'm intrigued.
Greg, you hate bugs. You hate bugs.
Hate them.
Greg is terrified of bugs. Especially
all
certain
bugs,
ones.
Every bug?
Well, it depends on what you consider a bug. The real big ones, when they become animals to me, I know they're still bugs. Like a tarantula, for instance, like those pet ones. I'll look at one. I think they're cool, whatever.
You'll look at it.
But they're big, you know? A little tiny German cockroach or whatever, I'll freak out and jump out of a window, though.
Well, scientists. Those damn scientists. Always doing things.
And now, science time.
They're saying within the next century. Not a long time. The next century, we could have a total mass extinction of insects here on Earth.
Yes.
I saw that.
4 in 10 bug species going to become extinct.
Oh, this is amazing.
They're saying...
We need them.
No.
The Earth is already dropping 2.5% every single year. It's mass of insects.
Oh,
that's
this
not
is
good.
Amazing.
Not amazing. They're saying this will be the extinction of species on our planet.
Yeah.
They're saying animals and humans alike will die.
Humans won't die.
What?
You just ate a burger that they made in the lab not too long ago. It'll be fine. That was make new meat or something.
You can't just make meat.
What are you talking about? You just said you bought one.
I know, but it's made from plants.
Oh, we can still grow plants without bugs.
You can't grow plants without
bugs. Yes, you can.
No.
There's no bugs on Mars. You're going to grow plants there. It'll be
There's
fine.
No plants on Mars.
Oh my God.
They're going to grow some.
Yeah, that plant didn't last.
Yeah, they will.
It died.
That was on the moon.
So, yeah. No,
they
that was on Mars.
It was the moon.
It was the moon. Oh, it was the Chinese rover on the moon.
Well, if it couldn't survive on the moon, it's not going to survive on Mars.
Mars is way better in the summer.
So you got butterflies, bees, dragonflies, beetles are among the worst hit.
I love dragonflies. They're
with
amazing.
A third of the species in each group on a dangerous decline as we speak.
That doesn't make sense to me, though, because if it's getting warmer, those are like tropical bugs, especially the dragonfly.
They said overuse of pesticides, expanding cities, and climate change are all to blame.
Oh, look at that. And who causes all those things? That's right. Humans.
Yep.
Who you think are the most intelligent life force on this planet.
We have nice, and we have...
And we kill everything.
We have... No, we don't.
Because us first.
Yeah.
Let me build a house.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Us
Screw
first.
You bugs.
Well, us over dragonflies.
Us,
no,
yeah.
Dragonflies are the best.
Come on.
Dragonflies
okay.
don't hurt you.
Okay.
Right.
So you're taking a dragonfly over a human?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're...
Absolutely.
Lucky it's your birthday. Yeah. I like how just your thought and feeling is, you know what? Everything would be better if we weren't here.
I mean, you're talking about...
I've got a special relationship with dragonflies.
If it's puppies, I get it. Dragonflies, come on.
No, they're amazing. They're actually known as the best hunters in the entire insect kingdom.
Yeah.
I don't care if they can do Sudoku puzzles. It's me over the dragonfly.
I would care if they could do Sudoku puzzles.
Actually, if a dragonfly did Sudoku puzzles, I'm taking a dragonfly over
you. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, I'm taking me over a dragonfly
any day. Yeah, of course,
because
everything's about you, Sparks.
Yeah, well...
Wow, you are kind of selfish now.
Me first. It is me first when it comes to living,
mm-hmm.
all right? And compared to an insect, yes, every damn time. However, I am aware that they are needed in what they call an ecosystem.
Yes.
And the food chain. And it's very important. I like eating food.
You eat dragonflies?
You need bugs.
Not a fan.
Things that I eat end up... living off of insects. There's trillions of them. It'd be wonderful if they can keep pollinating things. I would appreciate that. It'd be wonderful if the animals that I eat that also eat animals that eat this insects, you know what I'm saying? That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Everything's kind of based on one another. You know, I believe Lion King called it the circle of life.
Yeah, lions don't need dragonflies.
Okay,
though.
This is my point. You know, I feel like no one's taking this a little seriously.
I'm taking it seriously.
Okay, good.
saying I'd rather have bugs than humans.
Okay, all right. Again. Hey, Lost Boy, where do you land on this whole thing, man?
Not a fan.
I'm not a fan of what? You gotta be specific. I don't know what that means.
Not a fan of dragonflies. Not
God,
a fan of bugs.
What?
Come yes, on. Thank you.
It's not how it works, Jeez, man.
Bugs are dumb.
Who cares about dragonflies? If all the dragonflies died, I wouldn't be sad. However, if all the dragonflies died, and then all the bees died, and then all the butterflies died, and then all the beetles died, now I'm starting to get really concerned.
I could do without the beetles.
Yeah, you could do without any of this. I
was imagine. More of a monkeys guy.
Oh, I hate monkeys.
Oh, my
God.
It's like I'm...
No.
Surrounded.
I like specifically avoid the monkey exhibit at the zoo.
Okay. First, okay.
We're monkeys. Talking about two different things, I think, here.
Yeah. We're all talking about different things.
Oh, no. And is that a gross reference?
No.
He said the monkeys and the Beatles.
Oh, the bands. Wow.
Is there a band called Dragonflies? There has to be, right?
There's not.
Dude, I used to go to that firefly over at over on Paradise or whatever. They get sangria.
What's happening to this
one
break?
Time, found a fruit fly in my sangria. Don't need them. Thank you.
Fruit flies are the worst.
All right.
They don't have any kind
We're leaving this break. This whole thing's off the rails. We don't have that long here because I didn't realize Filter Take a Picture was a 6-minute song. Jesus, what is that, a Tool song? I had no idea. So Izzy, coming up here in 5 minutes, we have a surprise for you, which is fun. It's your birthday today. We got a surprise for you.
My mom yesterday was like, oh, I'll have your dad listen to the show. And I was like, no.
Why not?
Because I don't know what these guys are going to do.
Oh,
so.
Would you stop? Your dad seems like an honorable man.
We would never do anything to offend Papa Izzy.
Yeah, come on. What kind of animals do you think you're working with here?
I don't know.
Does your mom ever want to come on the show?
Yeah.
Come on the show.
Absolutely. She'd love to.
Would love to have your mom on.
So we get a wheel of punishment going for your mom?
No.
No. She did not sign up for that at all. All right. Well, here's what we're going to do. So 5 minutes, we're going to make Izzy's dad proud. Okay? Coming up here.
Right. Proud? I don't know.
Okay, maybe not proud.
Yeah. Happy. See, I'm glad I told him not to listen.
Happy.
I don't know.
No, he'll be happy.
Happy's good.
No. Yes. He'll happy's be happy good. Because you'll
He's
be happy.
Not going to be worried about his daughter
There's nothing
in Las
bad.
Vegas. Yeah.
I don't. When Greg's voice gets louder, you know he. That's nothing bad! Like, you know, there's something
bad coming.
He gets high-pitched. Coming.
Yeah, he does get high-pitched.
Yeah. I sound like the water boy.
He starts getting, yeah.
He yells things at you instead of just calmly saying them.
When Greg gets super high-pitched, we have a nickname for him because it's called Buttermilk. It's just this it's this extra persona he lays on. It's beautiful.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
I want to meet Buttermilk.
So what we're going to do is we're going to give...
You guys are crazy, man.
We're going to give Izzy a surprise coming up here in, let's see here, in 5 minutes.
Yeah! For Izzy's birthday!
Jeez, you went super low, Greg. I had no idea you could do that.
Oh.
Well, okay, thank you for coming back to normal. All right, so what we'll do is...
I went the opposite direction that you were going there and totally ruined it.
You went high.
Yeah. I thought you were doing something else.
I thought we were scaling down.
All right, let's go the other way.
You want to go high?
Let's do the other one.
Do you want me to do it?
No, go back low again.
Okay.
Ready?
Hey, Greg, you excited about Izzy's birthday present here?
Coming up, we're going to show you that it's Izzy's birthday and her dad should be happy.
Jesus Christ. Izzy, how excited are you for your birthday present? Izzy, aren't you excited?
Not really.
Cheetahs, oh man, you get to kick off your President's Day weekend. Did the presidents, did our forefathers enjoy a nice set of ladies dance upon them? I mean, who wouldn't? That's timeless. That's a classic way to entertain oneself.
That's what Abe Lincoln always said.
That's what I'm saying.
Boone's
what I
Beer
thought.
And Huff.
Yes, exactly.
The American way.
You call Cheetahs the log cabin.
You could.
Get in there yourself and have a great time. You got buckets of beer, any flavor, for just $18.
I had something. Never mind.
Okay, good. Free food, lots of giveaways included. Concert tickets, comp gear, a whole lot more. President's Day weekend kicking off over at Cheetahs starting at 3 o'clock.
Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr. You're listening to Spock. Go yourselves and stay away from those gambling tables. You whores.
It's BS in the morning.
Oh, I remember February 12th. My God, what a great day. I mean, so many things have happened today in history. I mean, what? I don't know. I didn't look it up. But I know one thing that happened. Izzy was born 28 years ago.
Happy birthday today.
Oh, my God. Yep.
Happy birthday to you.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Izzy. How's it going so far? Oh. How's your birthday going? Good?
Good.
Good. So we were trying to think, what's something Izzy loves? What's something that she deeply identifies with as a human being?
Did you have someone go to my house to bring my dogs here?
No. No.
Damn it.
We thought about that.
Almost as good.
But we were like, eh.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work. We don't do that much work. Didn't sign up for that. However, we made some calls yesterday. We called around. Personally, I have no idea how it works and how to set it up. Do you know, Greg?
Guys, you're making me nervous.
No, but Izzy does.
Izzy, I imagine you do. Lost boy, look underneath your desk there. Bring it out.
Oh, that thing?
Yeah. So we made some calls yesterday. Nobody owns one of these, apparently.
Shut up.
All right, so there you go. So we brought this in, and we have a TV here in the studio. And we're saying you don't have to do any work today because it's your birthday.
Way.
But it's an Xbox One.
Oh, my God.
So hook it up to the TV, sign
this
in.
This is the jankiest headset I've ever seen.
You know
like
what?
The first Xbox headset
it
ever
is the first.
Invented.
It's never been used.
This looks a piece of crap.
Okay, you know what? Give it back. Give it back.
This.
You ungrateful,
shrew
of a woman.
Yeah.
How dare you?
What a horrible person.
I know. My God.
On your birthday.
Mine was like $150. I got like a noise canceling.
Yeah. That's I got something else for you for your birthday.
Oh, good for you.
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
I've never met a more ungrateful person.
This is amazing.
No, it's not. Shut up.
My friends will probably be on, too.
That's what we were hoping for.
Oh, my God.
Sign into your Xbox Live account.
Oh, my
Here's
God.
Here's Halo 5.
Shut
okay.
This is amazing.
Throw it in there and start playing it.
Oh, you don't know what you're doing, though.
Let's hear
Just
it.
Because
I'm
Let's
telling
do
you
it.
Right now, like, when I'm in the zone, I'm in the zone.
Okay, well, can you not curse as you're gaming live on the air?
No.
Yeah, you cannot curse.
All right, I'll do my best.
All right, good.
Oh, it's going to be hard.
What's your Xbox thing? So if people want to sign in and play with you.
Drive-by pooting.
Drive-by pooting.
All
we're
one
gonna,
word, all lowercase.
We're going to set it up here in the studio to the TV that we have. Set up the Xbox Live. Sign in. You don't have to worry about working. You're done. You can play Xbox
God.
This morning. Yeah, it's your birthday. So there you go. Okay. Sign in and talk smack to Izzy. Please just straight murker, please, on Halo, whatever 5. It is it Halo 5?
Yeah, it's Halo 5.
On Halo 5, please, because clearly she's not appreciative.
No, this is amazing. Thank you.
Of Greg and I going out of our way.
It's beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, you ruined it already. It's okay.
Yeah,
it's
all right. It's fine.
This is janky. I've never seen one so crappy.
I'm spoiled with my gear.
Clearly.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm excited though. Thank you.
Okay, sign in. Drive at. Is it at or is it just drive by pudding?
It's just drive. By
I don't know
pudding.
How this works. Drive by pudding. Sign in and play Izzy in Halo 5 if you can.
How do you spell pudding?
P-O-O-T-I-N-G.
All right.
Okay, there you go. Should be fun. And then Greg, you're going to hit us with another round of the Solaire news coming up here.
Yep.
And then Izzy's going to be playing video games this morning.
Woo!
We got some other things on the way here for Izzy's birthday. It should be fun. Guns N' Roses now. It's come.
Here's what's trending from a gut that's unending.
I have news.
It's the Solaire news.
Real quick, if you're wondering, what? Solaire news? What the hell's going on? It's Izzy's birthday.
Yes.
So we're giving her some time off here. She's in the studio, weird. But...
Take a load off.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about anything.
Guess not.
Isn't that nice? And we're going to get this Xbox up and running. And then she's drive-by pooting. She's going to be gaming up some Halo here during the show, so...
There you go.
Enjoying her birthday. So, Greg, what's going on here in the world?
Have you guys heard of this Alliance of American Football?
No.
It's a whole new league that just started. I didn't even know about it.
I think I've heard about it. Yeah, only because that dude just scored a bunch of touchdowns.
The guy from the used to that was cut by the
Trent
Redskins.
Richardson?
Well, Rashad Ross was also a former wide receiver from 2016 in the NFL that was cut by the Skins. Had five catches for 103 yards and two touchdowns and showed some good speed. Man, I'm telling you, the league, I mean, it's not NFL football. You're not going to get the quality of play, but there's still a lot of good players that were in the NFL in it.
Yeah. It just shows you the caliber and quality of the NFL.
Yeah.
That they go to a new league and they just start dominating.
Yeah.
But they go to the NFL.
No, I know, they're cut. Yeah. Like, if you can't even make the NFL team, you score 13 touchdowns in this league. That's
exactly.
How amazing the NFL players are. But
yeah, it's ridiculous.
Still, it's cool to watch. If you got nothing else to do, I mean, it's not during the football season, so that, you know, football's over. Some people are junkies. They want to watch some football. They don't, you know, the college isn't on right now. Nothing's on, so.
Yes.
If you want to watch some of the, it's they call it the AAF, Alliance of American Football. There's some big hits in the game. I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, it's not these sissy rules from the NFL that make people not die or whatever, you know. But, like, it was one dude. This one hit, I don't know if you guys have seen it. You can look it up. This quarterback gets smashed so hard. His helmet flies off. Like, it's just ridiculous to hit the guy gets put on.
Oh, man.
And the NFL would be an automatic penalty, probably an ejection. And then this league, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, they're like, what do we have that the NFL doesn't?
Exactly.
Oh, expendable people.
Exactly. Danger.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Who cares about their brains?
God, so kind of sad, man.
It is.
It's sad.
But a lot of people are saying that it's going to compete. Now, another thing is that the XFL, that ridiculous, you know, WWF league or whatever that
reminded me of NFL Blitz. Remember the game?
Yeah. It's exactly what it was like.
Yeah.
So now they're saying that they want to bring the XFL back, but this is kind of cutting into that because it's got the not as many rules plus real players plus, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's going to help or hurt the XFL, but we'll see if that ridiculous thing comes back with what's that guy's name again? McMahon or
Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
The owner of the WWE now.
Yeah.
He's like a water balloon filled with steroids, that guy. Whenever he talks, his lips swell up. It's just, wow.
Hey, man, that's from my childhood, seeing him come out there in a suit, looking around.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, he does look around a lot.
He looks around a lot. That's his thing. He's scoping out. You know what he's doing? So he's looking weird to see how much concessions have been sold that night. That's all he's doing. He's the bottom line guy.
Yeah. Well, another study says that ultra-processed foods, I think most people knew this already, increase your risk of early death.
Yep.
So if you're going through and, you know, gaining a bunch of weight from these processed foods and stuff like that, they say 61% of adults' total diet comes from ultra-processed foods in Canada, 62% in the UK, and 63% in America. So, I mean, it's pretty much the same around a lot of different places. So they say it's not good for you, but... Also, these super, there are a lot of studies done on these, you know, quote unquote organic or, you know, your milk costs $30 as opposed to the regular milk or whatever.
I buy organic milk.
They say a lot of that stuff is complete fallacy, too.
Really? Yeah. I think it tastes better.
I believe it.
I just like the taste. It's a lot better.
Well,
a lot better.
I think milk might have been my worst example because a lot of the milk these days isn't even real milk. The stuff you get, it's like weird process.
What are you talking about?
It's not.
Milk's not real milk?
Dude, the milk you get that's like, you know, cheap, that's covered under like the, you know, people have government assistance or whatever, and you buy like that. I always get the cheaper milk because it's just cheap.
Yeah.
I haven't bought any because I'm on a diet, but that milk they're saying is like, by the time it gets to you, is like barely any milk. It's like,
oh yeah, it tastes like
processed
water. That's what I'm saying.
With like, you know, different things put in it.
That's like, what skim milk tastes like. That's what I drink.
Yeah, but it's
but that's on purpose because they're filtering out the fat and stuff. I'm talking about like even just the milk itself is not even like, it's like some weird stuff they make. I don't know.
I can taste the difference. I'm telling you. If you go organic milk and then you go back to like the normal gallon milk or whatever you buy, you're going to be like, what is this? It's like you're ruined now. Yeah. Just go back. You only will buy organic.
But a lot of the...
These must be happier cows because they make some bomb-ass milk. I
don't know.
Yeah. But you know, like the chickens and the fruits and things like that, they're saying that like a lot of that stuff is just... They charge you extra. It's exactly the same stuff.
No way, dude. Free-range chicken. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Well, that's better if you care about the chicken.
I'm
talking about the meat itself. The meat itself is not going to... You know, it's organic meat or whatever. It's like, okay. You know.
I think free-range is more important than organic because I drove... In Minnesota, they have a bunch of turkey factories up there, and I drove by them. And I'm talking about football field length buildings that don't have any doors on them, right? Yeah, and there's so many turkeys in there.
That's scary.
It stinks. Yeah. They're like stepping over each other.
That's a horrible existence.
There's no way that those turkeys aren't eating their own crap. You know what I mean? And they're getting pooped on by everything. In my brain, I was like, from then on, I was like, nope, I want my turkeys and chickens just running around.
Yeah, but I don't know how much evidence there is with that.
It doesn't matter. Because I was like, there's no way that can be good.
No, I think it's horrible for the turkeys or
horrible
the chickens.
For the turkeys, but I'm saying there's no way that that's producing some quality meat, man.
Well, just stay away from the ultra processed stuff, I guess. So. There you go. That's about it for this later. We got to figure out how to get this Xbox working for Izzy over here so she could fire it up with some of these fans.
I know.
Or I'm sorry, you know, people.
All right. We'll we don't have any of those. We'll get the Xbox up and running here along with Halo 5, and she's going to be signing into her Xbox Live account. Drive by Pooting if you want to play live with Izzy, as it is her birthday today.
Show us your wit, then text us some BS. Send your message to 69187.
First of all, I want to make a formal apology to Izzy here. It's her birthday. Happy birthday. I didn't know. Look, I haven't played video games in years. I didn't know the process behind which this was. The Xbox is updating because clearly it hasn't been played in.
Yeah.
You know, what feels like a decade.
And it doesn't have Halo 5 downloaded on it yet, so that's going to take more time. Right
this
now
is
it's
insane.
At 62% updating, and I think we started at 6:45 and 7:20 now.
I'm so sorry.
That's
I thought you just put the game in and play it.
I wish.
What happened to video games?
I know you guys wanted this to be a big surprise, and I think that's super sweet, but it would have just been easier if you were like, hey, don't ask why, but bring all your equipment tomorrow.
Yeah, don't ask why.
Like, don't ask why. Bring your Xbox in tomorrow for your birthday so you can play it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that's what it was for.
Yeah, okay. Right. Hey, it's
I
your
would
birthday
have thought
tomorrow?
You guys wanted to play against me or something like that, not, hey, play the whole show. So, just
well,
for,
we wanted
for
it to
next
be a surprise.
Year, you know.
Right, yeah. For next year, we're not doing this. Look, let me just, can I ask you, I know we said you could take the rest of the show off, you could sit there and play video games, but clearly we're at 63%.
That's
so,
okay.
Jump on this, because this is horrible. I feel so bad. Ugh, I just heard you swallow.
Was that you?
I'm sorry.
That was Izzy drinking coffee.
Sorry.
I wonder what that was.
How do you swallow?
All right, right. All right.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I'm getting good at this.
All right. Well, look at this. This has happened in Washington, D.C.
In where?
Actually, no, it might be Washington State. It just says in Washington. But
say Washington again.
Washington, D.C.
Okay.
What's the matter?
I don't know.
You say
Washington.
Washington.
Washington, D.C.
It's Washington.
No.
Washington.
It's Washington.
How do you say it? I don't know.
Washington.
Washington.
I say Washington.
You say
Washington.
Why do you do that?
All right, can I get to the damn story, please? I believe this is in our state capital or in the Pacific Northwest. So listen, this is a terrible, tragic incident here. There is a... this family got their bonsai tree stolen.
What?
Yeah, these thieves knew had to have known exactly where there was. Now I'm confused. Maybe it's in. I read the article, and then this is all very confusing. But this is from the Washington Post. Oh shoot! This is from the Washington Post, however you want to say it. Look, anyway, there's a bunch of bonsai trees that were stolen.
Yeah.
The thieves must have known exactly how much they were worth because they stole 7 trees, dude, and they were worth a collective total of $118,000. They say they could fetch a lot more on the black market.
Wow.
The oldest tree, 400 years old.
Wow.
This someone's been keeping care of this tree for 400 years.
That's like those people that get those giant tortoises and they have to keep giving them off to family members every time a family member dies.
Probably.
Those things live like hundreds of years.
Exactly.
First off, not a fan of these guys. If you've seen Karate Kid, I think it's 2 or 3. That's a bad move, dude. You don't steal bonsai trees like that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's bad.
I remember watching Karate Kid, and he was like, it's the rarest tree in the world. There's only one. And they go down there.
It's on the cliffside.
They like,
right?
they rappel down to get this one bonsai tree. Then you go to San Diego, there's 100 of them on every beach. I'm like, oh, okay. These aren't as rare as I thought they were.
No, those aren't bonsai trees, Greg.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
There's bonsai trees in California. I
no,
promise.
Not,
yes, there is.
Not
there
just is. Growing in the wild. No,
yeah, not in the wild. The they planted them there. Yes, the they're there. Side. I promise.
No, those aren't bonsai trees.
All right. Well, okay. Someone's going to have to do the
they
Googles.
They look like giant bonsai trees, but bonsai trees are the little. Bonsai means little, I believe.
Yes, yeah, this tiny little tree.
Yeah, they're the little.
Bonsai means I'm going to crash into a.
Are you talking about manzanitas?
All right. Can I get back to the tree story?
Okay.
She said that the lady who's been taking care of these said, look, this is horrible. I feel like I've lost a child. She actually said, it feels like losing a limb, which I don't think she realized the great pun that she laid down there. But she's saying now, please, just water them. All right. If you're not going to return them, at least water them. They're not going to survive a week without water.
What's going on with your eyes?
Did you see that?
Yeah.
I think something just flew in my eyeball. Can I talk about the tree? First, it's my Washington. Now it's my eyeball. Well, now you're like, those aren't bonsai. Those are Makai or whatever they are. Come on.
I'm like very aware of how I swallow now. So every time I drink coffee, I'm super distracted. Thanks.
By the way, I found bonsai trees in San Diego.
Yeah.
No.
There's a bunch. And there's also a very popular tree in San Diego because they have the Sierra and California Jupiters are very popular bonsai trees. Bonsai just means, apparently, according to this, all it means is a certain way that they're trimmed.
The truth is, I'm an idiot.
There you go.
And they have them in Washington, D.C. as well.
Bonsai is the Japanese art of growing miniature.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Ornamental-shaped trees or shrubs in small, shallow pots. Bonsai trees aren't put in the ground.
Okay. Well, they're also the Sierra and California Jupiters. The very most popular, two most popular trees for bonsai collected in California.
I cannot wait for this Xbox.
Both of these trees grow in harsh environments that lead to slow,
can we stop
very slow
arguing
growth.
Over bonsai definitions? Well, it's the most boring thing I've ever heard in my life.
Accuracy is not boring.
This is accurate and dull, okay?
Well, you brought the story up.
Yeah, I want to talk about the story, not about, let's Google where the geographical location of bonsai is in the natural environment.
That sounds like something you would do, so I don't know why you're so upset about it.
I'm talking about this lady losing 400 years worth of her heritage because of some thieves.
Okay.
She should go to California and get the plentiful ones that are all over the place.
It's not how it works.
It's how it works. I'm looking at the Bonsai Society, East Bay Bonsai Society.
No, that's not.
Very popular. Yeah.
They're incredibly incorrect.
These people made this website. They're idiots.
They are.
This is...
So she lost 400 years of her
life. Don't try to come back. It's done. It's lost.
It's a really sad story. Thanks for bringing that up on my birthday. I'm in a really great mood now.
I know.
I had all these tree puns lined up for this. I had all these jokes.
Go ahead,
jokes.
Throw them at us. Let's see.
No. Now it's done.
Just one by one. One by one. Come on.
No. It's not. They were going to be dumb, and if I lace in dumb puns, it was going to be... It would have been horrible and awesome. But...
This break has just died. Rest in peace, Decent Radio.
Yeah. You could say that the pleasant trees are over. See?
You have just murdered this break.
Oh,
congratulations.
Me? I murdered the break. Maybe it was the other two people on this damn break. This break is a very satisfactory tree. Hey, the Xbox updated.
Hey.
Thank God.
Go to East Bay Bonsai. Get yourself a tree. They're very plentiful.
BS in the morning.
It's part of my hometown.
BS in the morning.
So that's why I tune into them.
On Comp 92.3, The Rock Station.
Hey, it's Stan Lee, and you're listening to BS in the Morning.
To what in the morning?
BS.
BS.
BS in the
like
Morning.
Bullshit.
That's exactly right.
This is Stan Lee, and you're listening to BS in the Morning, you lucky people.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
Don't you worry about it, birthday lady.
Oh, my God. All these surprises. There hasn't been a bad one yet today, though. Oh, my God. He's legit leaving. What is going on?
Happy birthday.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
why?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
so
dear
nice.
Izzy.
Izzy.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Did you make this?
Oh, all right,
so
she
sweet.
Did it.
Thank you.
Cool.
Oh, that was so nice. Oh, my God.
These are probably terrible bottles of wine, but they're left over, and we don't drink them. So there you go. There you go. My wife made that cake, Izzy.
It's stunning, but I would...
And the cookies.
I wouldn't expect anything less from her.
Oh.
Cookies, easily the best things I've ever had in my life. I tasted the sea salt and my head exploded.
Really?
I love chocolate chip sea salt cookies, man.
Yeah, the salt. It brings out the flavor of the chocolate.
Oh, it's my delightful. God. It's so delightful. Good.
Well, let's cut that cake. We brought a cake in for Izzy. It's her birthday. 28 years old. My God. On a Tuesday. You know? Go figure. All right, good. We're going to be chowing down on some cake. Look.
Only
I want to write
99.9% to go on Halo 5 over there.
I honestly want to write a strongly worded letter to Microsoft and the makers of Xbox because I had no idea that it took 19 hours to play a video game nowadays.
Well, I did. So it's you should have just
stupid.
Asked.
This is so stupid. I thought if we got a hard copy of the game, we put it into the system, we could play the video game. No, it has to download 97 gigs before it can even play a single second of it.
Yeah.
And then you need the disc in order to play it.
Even though it's installed on the
Xbox.
How
many gigs could this stupid game possibly be?
I have no idea.
He's running around in a circle.
This is the most insane thing I've ever seen in my life. Here's the thing. If I was like, okay, I got 15 minutes before work, I could play a video game for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Let's do that. No, I have to install.
Well, you can, but you do this ahead of time.
Yeah, okay.
3 days ahead of time.
It takes hours. Not just 1 hour. It takes hours for the game to be installed.
Our internet is going to 22 megs a second.
Yeah, the internet's not great.
Very, very, very slow for 97 gigs worth of games. So I apologize.
That's okay.
I didn't know video games were like
this. I'll be on later, so, you can play with me then.
So stupid.
Write that down.
Yeah.
BS in the Morning. We appreciate you. Like that one gym teacher you had.
I remember one time I watched some of the boys play ball.
Watching you shower.
The boys were all about your age.
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. In the Morning, home of the fifth man.
So Russia is planning on going offline. The entire country.
What?
Largest country.
Does that mean we have to go offline too?
No.
Oh.
But they're doing it because they're saying, hey, look, we just want to see A, what's going to happen, and B, we're doing it in case we get attacked cyberly.
Okay.
They want to protect themselves from any kind of cyber attacks from another state-sponsored government. I see you working that out in your brain.
Well, I'm just like, what are they worried about people finding?
They're essentially, I think that means they're worried about the U.S. like trying to attack them cyberly. Is cyberly a word? I guess
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, they're trying to stop any kind of cyber attacks from another country. So what they're doing is, including China, it's not just the United States, but they're worried about China as well. So they're calling it the Great Firewall of China. And what they want to do is they want to shut down the internet completely in Russia. Just for a little bit. They just want to see what's going to happen, how it reacts, what goes on. That kind of thing. Does that worry you?
No, because it's funny how we keep treating them like they're this big power. They're not the superpower anymore. Not even close. They keep pretending. Like somehow with the last election, they got involved again and everybody's like, oh, Russia, you know, whatever. But like in reality, economic strength, they're like California by itself has a bigger economy than Russia. Like, it's not like the Soviet Union anymore. I think China is more that than the Russia is. You know what I mean?
I think that China is the closest thing to a superpower.
That's
like
what I mean.
The United States, sure.
And it used to be Russia back in the day, but now they're like, I mean,
yeah,
you know, so I'm not worried about them. No.
Yeah,
but you're not
worried about, like, can you imagine the internet shutting down in the United States? Can you imagine
our
government?
Well, we'd be screwed with our jobs.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I think everything's shifted.
I think everyone would be. I'm sure little kids would have meltdowns that they couldn't get on the tablet and play games.
In a weird way, do you kind of wish it kind of, maybe like twice a week we had no internet?
Yeah,
I mean,
I'd be fine with that.
It would be nice, wouldn't it?
It would force people to go outside.
Yeah, it's like downloading Halo.
It's like that. Like,
might as well not have the internet.
Might as well not even have. I mean, in all honesty, it's kind of like, it kind of sounds nice a little bit.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe just every so often they just shut it down during a holiday or something. Here in the United States.
Well, I wouldn't have. Would you have social media if, or would you even use the internet if it wasn't for your job?
No.
Because I wouldn't.
Yes, of course I would.
I would love to cancel Facebook.
Yep.
The only thing I really care about is Instagram, but honestly, I.
Hold on a minute.
I'm not
talking about
that every day.
Social media. I'm talking about the internet.
Well, that's
what
you need internet really for.
What else do you really use the internet for besides Googling things like bonsai trees?
That's not social media.
Well, I know.
I use the internet every day to learn things and to better my life.
Yeah,
not social media.
But I do that with Twitter.
But everything you look up is about China.
Most of the things I find are on Twitter.
So how is that bettering your life?
That's not true.
That's
and
true.
There's other news sources out there. Twitter is just like...
No, but I'm saying they're all on Twitter, the news sources.
Correct. I understand. Twitter's the funnel of where you get the...
Like, I find like Google to me anymore, if that's even grammatically correct, doesn't take me exactly... Like, Twitter takes me exactly where what I'm looking for, where Google kind of like beats around the bush.
But there's other sources other than Twitter that you can do that, where you could say, hey...
Well, I don't know. I don't know how to use them.
You could say, hey, these are the news sources I'd like. Please send me updates on these news sources.
Sure.
You can send that.
Well, regardless, if you're talking about the internet, that's what I use it for. News. That's it.
But that's it?
Well, and comedy, but I don't want to. I mean, I do it, you know.
To promote, you mean?
Yeah.
No way, man. I use the internet all day, every day, and not just social media. I use it for a ton of different things.
Sure.
Yeah, I use it for gaming.
And I still think that a couple days a week break from it would be great for everybody.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't...
So should we steal something from Russia?
Walk, you know?
I think we should take a little something
from
Russia.
Go on a hike. I'm fine with that.
Well, I think we owe them, right? We got to take something from them.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. They're taking our secrets.
Yeah.
We're going to steal their idea of shutting down the internet so often. Yeah, I think the global economic scale of that, though, shutting down the internet a couple weeks, how many trillions of dollars would that lose?
A lot. Shopping? Oh, man. That's the thing, too.
Amazon would be pissed.
Yeah, see, if you're an online shopper, I guess it'd be worse, but I'm really not at all, because like I said, I like to return things at a store. I don't like having to, you know, worry about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I guess if you're an online shopper, that would be a big deal. But again, you can't not shop for 2 days.
Right, like, or an Instagram model.
Yeah, that's
They'd
just,
freak out if they couldn't post 3 billion pictures of themselves every day.
That's an oxymoron.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So we're doing it? Are we all becoming Russian for a couple days a week?
Yeah, I mean, my brother's wife is Russian, so
duh.
I'm already halfway there.
Your brother's wife is Russian?
Mm-hmm. Her last name was like Grzyszkowicz.
Is she from Russia or is she Russian heritage?
Russian heritage, but she does speak it.
Is she like Mila Kunis Russian or weightlifter Russian?
Weightlifter Russian.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That wears a lot of makeup. Love you, Steph. She's an enigma. Sweetest chick you'll ever meet. Yeah.
Yeah. Built like Pocket Hercules.
She does power lift, so.
She does?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And my brother's like the super, you know, we're like a skinny family, so he's like, he's like a praying mantis. He's like super tall and really thin. And she's like bodybuilder with a giant chest.
Oh,
and like,
man.
It's a really interesting pair.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's like, me, you, boom, boom, now.
Hey, guys, it's Bert Kreischer, the machine. and you're listening to BS in the Morning.
Whatever happened to this guy?
I was just going
to
say that. Can we put an APB out on Alligator in the Hat?
Alligator in the Hat on Twitter sent us... First of all, he used to respond to everything.
Yep.
I don't remember his name. His little avatar was an alligator wearing a hat.
I keep wanting to say Sarasota for some reason, but I don't know what it
Sarasota,
was.
Sarasota, Florida?
I have no idea.
The name had like a Sarah something in it.
It was a dude, and he's vanished. He's gone. He's gone and missing. And he sent us this song, which was amazing.
Yeah, it's a good song.
How fun is that? Lost Boy, is this who I think it is over here on the line?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, speaking of another lost relic, BS in the Morning, who's this?
Hey, it's Chris the Pirate.
Oh,
hey.
My God.
And I want to wish Izzy a happy birthday.
Thank you.
That's nice of you, Chris.
That's amazing, Chris. That's really sweet.
You know what you should do? You should draw a picture of Izzy for her birthday, the plunderer chest thing.
What?
Not her chest, you know, like the things you used to draw.
Yeah, Chris the Pirate used to draw things and tweet them at us. He called it the plunder chest, right?
Well, the plunder chest was like music recommendations. I just sometimes drew for fun and posted it on Twitter.
What's your name on Twitter? We'll plug it.
Chris D.E. Pirate.
Oh, yeah, Chris D. Pirate. How's everything in your world there, Chris?
Doing all right. I have another early morning training, so you know that sucks.
Yep.
At least I got a BS in the morning.
Hey.
Hey.
Look at that. Chris.
Yeah.
You still a virgin?
Hey, this ain't about me. This is about Izzy.
That's a yes.
That's a yes.
Izzy, do you have any love advice for Chris? How to lose his virginity? He wants to lose it. He just hasn't had the opportunity yet.
No, because I've waited until I found love. Greg might have more advice if you're just trying to get it in.
No, he wants to...
I don't know. Do you want to fall in love, Chris, or do you want to just get it over with?
I don't know.
That's a get it over with. That's a man that's ready to get it over with.
I'd wait if I were you.
How old were you, Izzy, when you finally...
I was 16.
Oh, come on. That's not...
I waited till I found love. I thought you were going to say I was 26.
We were dating for 2.5 years.
Okay, but Chris is like 48 years old.
Yeah, so...
48, I'm 22.
All right, same thing.
22 is fine.
That's not that old.
You're fine. You're doing great.
I know a girl, actually, who's very hot, who waited till she was like 24. Something.
Good for her.
Yeah. Now she's weird because of it, but...
Well, Chris the Pirate, any advice for what Izzy should do on her birthday?
See if you can hit up any friends and see if, I don't know, like, go to a bar or something.
There you go. That's what she's doing.
I'm not much for Fremont Street, so I'm more of the, like, small-time bars to, like, go to.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Me too.
Kind of loses his wonder after, like, the second visit. I mean, aside from all the free concerts, of course. For some reason, they had a Linkin Park light show the last time I went. It was weird. Ain't exactly...
Hey!
Why is this my thing?
No BS.
All right, 876-3692. We're going to go with, how about color number 16? Good luck to you. Getting hooked up with Bring Me the Horizon Fever 333 tickets. They're going to be at the joint on the 16th. That's Saturday. My God, what a show.
That venue's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what they do to the sound in there, but...
I've never seen a bad show at the joint.
Well, I don't go to a lot, but I saw Nine Inch Nails in there twice now.
Yeah. Oh, what
amazing
a show.
Amazing sound.
Oh, man. I wish they were playing right now.
Me too.
Let me go there right now.
I'll go right now. Fever 33 me up.
I love them.
Bring me the horizon milk. All right, look. Tomorrow, we've got the Pantheon and Combos of I Heard That. We didn't do it today because it was Izzy's birthday. Izzy, again, my formal apology to you. I had no idea how video games work. I am now.
It's okay.
We have 97 gigs to download on this. What a bummer. We'll make it happen, though. Because I want to hear what you sound like when gaming. But maybe we should record it at your house so we can bleep it.
That's a better idea.
Okay. All right. Maybe we'll do that for a bit sometime. But tomorrow, it should be fun, right? Pantheon, combos, your vote for the number one. I heard that, according to Greg, who had the I heard that last month.
Yeah, they were good.
They were really good. Really, really good. All right, let's go to... what are we looking at here? This is taking a long time to load. What are you saying? Four? Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Jason, thank you for being here, my friend.
Hey, Jason. How are you, sir?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. Here's your No BS question. Best of luck.
Jason, this BS show member turned 28 years old today. Was it Sparks, myself, Izzy, or none of the above?
That would be happy birthday, Izzy.
Thank you.
That's right. Good job. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Put you on hold, Jason. Getting hooked up with those tickets. You'll see Izzy at the show. She's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Saturday.
Hopefully on the floor so I can mosh, but we'll see.
You're going to mosh?
Absolutely. Favorite 333 is one of the only bands that I actually mosh to.
Bro, I will wreck
and
you
Bear
in the
Tooth.
Mosh.
Are you going to come with me?
I'm going to have to now.
Oh, my God. You're going to destroy me. You're like three times my size. I'll wear my GoPro, mount.
She wears 100 pounds.
So I have proof when you knock my teeth out. I'm going to wear my GoPro.
Oh, man. That's great.
You mosh with a GoPro on?
I'm going to now.
You're going to wear like a miner's helmet?
No.
All right. Whatever.
You got a lacrosse face mask on? The cage?
I'm going to need it with Greg
high
in the
school
pit.
Hockey player? I know. It's important. All right, that's it for the show. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. This was awesome.
I'm sorry the thing didn't work.
Okay. Yeah, that was dumb.
It makes us look dumb.
I would have known that this would happen, but you guys didn't ask because you wanted it to be a surprise. So I understand.
It's all about the surprise.
I get it.
All right. Well, that's it for the show. We'll check you tomorrow. Bye, 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 bye.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that sure was some BS in the morning. Damn it, Bobby, turn that off. Have a good day.
Follow the show on Facebook.com/BS Morning Show.
Oh, it's the best show. Never miss it.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS Podcast.
Have a nice day. Thanks for listening to BS in the Morning. Bye-bye.